Nigel DNK45932, drop that fucking glass box, say thank you. The robot, domestic, was stamped just below its serial number, dropped the incubator, and then whimpered when it shattered at its steel feet. Susanna worked her way over to Nigel and found she had to conquer a moment's fear before reaching up and taking one three-fingered steel hand. She needed to remind herself that this wasn't Andy from Colibrin Sturgis. Nor could Nigel know about Andy. The butler robot might or might not be sophisticated enough to crave revenge. Certainly Andy had been, but you couldn't crave what you didn't know about. She hoped. Nigel, pick me up. There was a whine of servo motors as the robot bent. No, hon, you have to come forward a little bit. There's broken glass where you are. Pardon, madam, but I'm blind. I believe it was you who shot my eyes out. Oh, that. Well, she said, hoping her tone of irritation would disguise the fear beneath. I can't very well get you new ones if you don't pick me up, can I? Now get a wiggle on, may it do you. Time's wasting. Nigel stepped forward, crushing broken glass beneath its feet, and came to the sound of her voice. Susanna controlled the urge to cringe back, but once the domestic robot had set its grip on her, its touch was quite gentle. It lifted her into its arms. Now take me to the door. Madam, beg pardon, but there are many doors in 16, more still beneath the castle. How many?
Susanna couldn't help being curious. A brief pause.
I should say 595 are currently operational.
She immediately noticed that 595 added up to 19. Added up to Chasset.
Do you mind giving me a carry to the one I came through before the shooting started?
Susanna pointed toward the far end of the room.
No, madam, I don't mind at all, but I'm sorry to tell you that it will do you no good, Nigel said in his plummy voice. That door, New York, number 7, Fedick, is one way.